Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about your portfolio. Today we're diving deep into TJX Companies, the off-price retail powerhouse behind TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and HomeGoods. With shares sitting around $154 and a market cap north of $171 billion, TJX has been quietly crushing it in a tough retail environment by giving shoppers incredible value on branded apparel and home goods. Let's start with the basics of what makes this company tick. TJX operates four main segments. Marmax, which includes the core TJ Maxx and Marshalls stores in the U.S., home goods for the home fashion side, TJX Canada, and TJX International covering Europe and Australia. They run over 5,000 stores worldwide with a business model built on opportunistic buying and high inventory turnover that keeps costs low and margins resilient. CEO Ernie Herrman has steered the ship through post-pandemic recovery and inflation pressures, and the scale here is massive with nearly 364,000 employees. On the revenue front, fiscal 2026 came in at $60.37 billion, up from $56.36 billion the prior year. Marmax contributed the lion's share at $36.585 billion, followed by HomeGoods at $10.172 billion, TJX International at $7.986 billion, and TJX Canada at $5.629 billion. That geographic and category mix shows how the off-price model travels well across borders while staying focused on apparel and home categories that shoppers hunt for bargains in. Earnings tell an even stronger story. For the first quarter of fiscal 2027, TJX posted EPS of 1.19, smashing estimates around 1.01 to 1.02, with revenue also topping $14 billion. Full-year fiscal 2026 delivered EPS of 4.88 on net income of $5.494 billion, continuing a steady climb from 4.26 the year before. Margins expanded nicely thanks to higher traffic, better merchandise mix, and operational leverage, and management raised full-year guidance on the back of those results. Pulling from the earnings call commentary, executives highlighted broad comparable sales gains across all divisions, increased customer transactions, and margin improvement that exceeded internal targets. They pointed to strong traffic momentum in Marmax and HomeGoods, disciplined inventory management, and the ability to chase opportunistic buys even in a higher-cost environment. The tone was confident on continued growth, with raised fiscal 2027 outlook reflecting sustained consumer interest in value retail. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, total assets reached $35.767 billion, with strong liquidity at a current ratio of 1.14 and free cash flow hitting $4.856 billion for the year. Operating cash flow of $6.813 billion comfortably covers dividends, buybacks, and capex, while debt to equity sits at a manageable 1.36. Return on equity came in at nearly 60%, underscoring how efficiently TJX turns its off-price model into shareholder returns. From a valuation standpoint, the trailing PE sits around 29.9, with a forward multiple in the low 30s depending on the estimate date, and the price to sales ratio is 2.78. Enterprise value is roughly $180 billion. Compared to peers in apparel retail, TJX trades at a premium that reflects its consistent growth, high returns on capital, and dividend growth track record, now yielding about 1.13% after the recent increase. Turning to the SWOT picture, strengths center on robust free cash flow generation, proven margin expansion, and a flexible buying model that thrives when consumers seek value. Weaknesses include exposure to discretionary spending cycles and the need for constant store refreshes. Opportunities lie in international expansion and further penetration of the home category, while threats involve inflation-driven cost pressures, shifting consumer behavior, and sector volatility. Over the past year, shares are up nearly 29%, with five-year returns exceeding 127%, comfortably outpacing broader retail peers. Short-term momentum has been constructive too, with the stock climbing over 14% in the last 6 months on the back of those earnings beats and raised guidance. For intrinsic value, running a discounted cash flow with standard assumptions of 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth points to a base value around $55, while the market snap model lands closer to 102. Current pricing near 155 suggests the market is baking in stronger growth expectations than the conservative DCF captures. That gap highlights how TJX's ability to compound earnings and return capital could justify a higher multiple if execution stays on track, though it also leaves room for volatility if consumer spending softens. Bottom line, TJX continues to deliver for long-term investors through its resilient off-price model, consistent earnings beats, and strong cash returns. If you're looking for a quality compounder in retail at a reasonable premium, this one remains worth watching closely. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.